The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 201. We crossed that 200 mark. Thank you all so much for your support. Before we get into this episode, just want to remind you, please be sure to leave us a rating and review. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your feedback and your thoughts. And if you're enjoying this show, so definitely look forward to hearing from you. And if you do that, I'll send you a free training on how to find and analyze properties. So if you're somebody who doesn't really know how to look at the numbers and look for properties and stuff, it's about a 30-minute training and it'll be very helpful to you. So I look forward to hearing from you. Want to read a recent review that we got from Charles Little 2. It says, I find this podcast very informing. In fact, specifically informing to myself as a startup investor. But the episode with the Seattle-based developer was very advanced. I also like the various durations of the episodes. All that I have taken in has been proportionately appropriate for the material in said episode. Very smart host, I have recommended to a few other investors. Charles, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for your support. I'm glad that this is a helpful and inspiring resource to you. And I look forward to hearing more of you, hearing from more of you and your reviews. And Charles, send me a screenshot. Be sure to email me. And my information is in the description of this episode and I'll get you that free training. I think it'll be really helpful to you. All right, so I'm sure you've all heard about this Navy federal business that's going on. I have a different take, and so I'm curious to know what you think about it. And so send me a message. Let me know what your thoughts are. Send me an email. Let me know if you agree or disagree. But without further ado, let's get into it. Navy Federal Credit Union has denied 50% of their Black mortgage applicants. In this video, I'm going to talk about why they are not racist and why the report that came out from CNN is completely wrong. Welcome to another video. I'm Sam. I'm an out-of-state investor. Before we get into the video, make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel if you're watching on YouTube. If you're on the audio side, make sure you leave us a rating and review. So the way this will work is we will watch a news clip. It's about 2.5 minutes long, explaining exactly what's going on. And I'm going to share my opinion after we watch it. Again, I think this was a terrible job of journalism from CNN, and I'm going to fully explain my thoughts on why that is. So let's jump right into the video.
That Navy Federal Credit Union has the widest disparity in conventional mortgage approval rates between white and Black borrowers of any major lender. This is the nation's largest credit union. It serves military members, defense personnel, veterans, and their families. And CNN's Renee Marsh found that it rejected more than half its Black conventional mortgage applicants last year.
But it really is a nice neighborhood, you know.
Bob Atandi, a Kenyan immigrant turned Texas entrepreneur, knew this was his dream home the moment he saw it. It's in a highly sought-after school district that his son so desperately wanted to attend for its basketball program.
So how many homes did you look at before you found this one and said this was it?
We had about six, but this was the one that we all wanted, and we're all praying to get this one.
Otandi's first choice for his mortgage was Navy Federal Credit Union. It services military members, defense personnel, veterans, and their families, and is the largest credit union in the country.
I was a CEO of my company, so I had a pretty good income.
Your credit was in the 700s.
Mm-hmm.
You had recently sold your house.
Mm-hmm.
You had $100,000 for the down payment, which was more than 20%.
Correct. I mean, What more could he ask for?
CNN reviewed Otondi's financial documents. He even had a pre-approval letter from Navy Federal in hand. But just 2 weeks before closing,
he got a denial. They sent me a letter saying, "We're sorry, but your application has been denied."
Were you stunned, surprised?
I mean, I was stunned. I was shocked. I was hurt.
The denial letter listed excessive obligations in relation to income as the reason.
When they denied is when we came back and said, oh, man, there's something else going on.
And what did you think that something else was?
Discrimination.
But it wasn't just Otondi. Thousands of other Black applicants were also rejected. According to a CNN analysis of federal consumer protection data, last year, Navy Federal Credit Union only approved 48%. That's less than half of its Black applicants for conventional home mortgages. White borrowers were approved more than 75% of the time. It's the biggest gap among the top 50 lenders. The data also shows Navy Federal was more than twice as likely to deny Black mortgage applicants than white ones, even when different variables, including income, debt, property value, and down payment percentage were the same.
So the first problem I have is they mentioned that he had a pre-approval. That does not mean that you're going to get the mortgage, right? There's a process of underwriting as you get closer to the end. And during this process, they request a lot of documentation. They request verification of your financials and all of these things. And it is possible that during underwriting, something is discovered, something is verified that's not in your favor that causes you to not be approved for the mortgage. So that's one thing that they didn't mention, but one thing that's very important for you to know in the mortgage process. The other thing is every lender's qualifications, every lender's underwriting processes are unique to that lender. They're not all the same. This is why he got approved somewhere else in 2 weeks, because the approval process at the other place was different. It wasn't because he was Black. So there's a number of factors that come into play when you're getting approved or trying to get approved for a mortgage. And here are some of them. So obviously your debt, your income, what kind of income you make. So if is it W-2 income? Is it 1099 income? Whether you have late payments, whether you have bankruptcies, previous foreclosures, whether you have a large cash deposit during the closing period that cannot be traced. There's a number of factors that go into play, and this report didn't list any of them. Either in the article or in the full video, those things weren't mentioned. The crazy thing is that they mentioned income, debt, property value, and down payment. The fact that those factors being the same, and there's such a racial disparity based on those factors, but they're cherry picking. They're picking and choosing what they want to highlight because, as I mentioned before, there are more factors that are considered in this process than just that. They pulled out the data that would support their position and did not give us access, and they didn't have access to the full data. So this is incredibly flawed, and it's important to think critically, okay? And based on his rejection reason, they're saying he has too much debt. Notice when they talk about his debt, it's very subjective. They don't say, here is the exact debt he had. They say, we reviewed his financial documents. That doesn't tell us anything. Yes, he was making six figures. What was his debt? He may not have perceived it as a lot of debt. In all respect to him, you know, I don't know him personally. I don't have an issue with him personally. I'm talking about the journalism and the covering of the story. And so they didn't list out his debt to income ratio. They didn't list out the kind of debts he had. They didn't list out if he had any late payments, any accounts that are delinquent. They didn't list any of those things. What they focused on was he had a good credit score. He had a good income. They didn't say if it was W-2 or 1099, and that was it. So that's the problem that I have. We don't even have access to his full application. They haven't disclosed that. And I'm pretty sure there's a reason for that. So the one issue I had, I watched this video and I also read the article, is one, all these data, all this stuff they're saying, the racial disparity, none of it accounted for credit score because that's private information that they didn't have access to. They had access to, CNN had access to a number of other factors, but they didn't have access to the credit scores. So how can you make such a claim like this without having access to credit scores? I don't agree with that. And again, it's terrible journalism. You're not giving us as the reader, as the viewer, the full information to make a decision. And to make a claim like that without even having something so important as the credit scores, which could probably be very telling, is crazy. And the other thing is, there's an article they wrote, and the article does mention that credit score could have been a factor in some of the Black applicants being denied. So you can't just say the debt to income ratio. You can't just say the income. You have to look at the full picture to really understand why. And we can't just say racism if it doesn't go our way, if somebody didn't get approved. And there are a lot of people in the comments of some of those videos saying, oh, if you have this income, you should be approved. It's not about that. It's not about only the income. As I mentioned, there's a lot of other factors in the mortgage approval process that could cause you to get denied or cause you to get approved. There was another point in the article when it talked about white applicants who make $62,000 got approved more than Black applicants who made $140,000. And it's like, how can you make a point like that without saying anything else about the profile of those applicants? They didn't say the home purchase prices they were going for. They didn't say anything about the credit scores of those individuals in those two groups. They didn't say anything about the entire profile. They just pointed out the income and said, these folks got approved, these folks didn't. They never said why. This is the thing you have to pay attention to, right? These articles are written to bring an emotion out of you. They want to get Black folks upset. They don't want us to think about solutions. They want us to just be angry and point fingers. We will be better served understanding the mortgage process. If you are looking to buy a home in 2024, I encourage you, go meet with a lender, see what their qualifications are, get an assessment of your current financial picture. Have them let you know, hey, you need to fix X, Y, and Z if you want to be prepared to apply for a mortgage. That is more constructive than calling a particular institution racist. It doesn't make sense. I'm about solutions here. It's possible to buy a home. You just have to get your finances in order. You just have to get understanding and education on the mortgage process. That's it. The other issue I have with this report is they're saying that Navy Federal's disparity is greater than the other banks, but we have no information on the other banks. We don't know the financial profiles of the people who are applying to those banks. If there's a higher approval rating for Black applicants at those other institutions, they probably meet the qualifications more likely than those who applied in Navy Federal. If you've been paying attention in the Black community, everyone has been saying to utilize Navy Federal. I have to assume a great number of those folks who applied were not actually qualified. And this report, this article, this video, it leaves no room for the mere possibility that a majority of people who applied were not qualified, right? It leaves no room for that. It automatically makes it seem like there's an agenda against Black folks. Now, obviously, we know the history of institutional racism and in banking and things like that. And there are certain things happening and certain things have been proven. But in this case, this is sloppy. Like, this is not proving any point. This is trying to gaslight us. And I hope we're not falling for it. So in conclusion, those are my thoughts. I'm really sad that this article was put out and the research was so sloppy. The data was lacking and it didn't give us the full picture to really make an actual judgment. They picked and chose information to support their position. And I think that's unfortunate. As the listener, as the reader, we should have access to all the data in order to make an educated decision, right? And so that's my opinion. Comment below. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you agree. Let me know if you disagree. I would love to hear from you. And all opinions are welcome. You know, I'm open to what your thoughts might be on this. And honestly, you know, I believe CNN should be ashamed of themselves. This was a terrible article. It was not helpful or beneficial at all. And they went off of the headline. They wanted people to react emotionally to the headline. And I posted this on Instagram, and that's exactly what happened. And, you know, it's unfortunate that folks didn't think critically. Like, I knew what was going to happen. I knew what the response would be, but we have to think critically. And I encouraged people to read the full article and get the full context. And even when I first read it, I read it several times, something didn't add up. And as I started to read a little bit more and more, I'm like, there's data that they're not giving us. We don't have the full picture. They're telling us what they want us to believe. And so my encouragement to you is to educate yourself. There's tons of videos on this page to educate yourself on the process. If you have questions about the mortgage process, comment below and I'll give you the best answer that I can so that you can be prepared to buy a property. And if you want to buy a property in 2024, I have a 100% free guide. It is in the description. It's going to help you get started on that process and that journey to buy your first or next property. All right. So comment below. Let me know what you think. Make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. If you're on the audio side, make sure you leave that 5-star rating and review. Thank you all so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.